From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Museveni re-elected president in Uganda. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, was declared the winner today in this week's election with nearly 61% of the vote. Museveni's strongest challenger, Kizza Besigye, had 35%. Now that the election is officially declared over, what about the way it was carried out? A preliminary report is in, and Jill Craig has the details.
Election observers from the African Union, European Union, the Commonwealth, and the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy in Africa, among others, released their preliminary findings Saturday in Kampala before the final Ugandan election announcement was made. Former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo led the Commonwealth Observer mission to Uganda and said that while the presidential elections were competitive with regard to the number of candidates, freedom of movement and assembly affected the fairness of the campaign for opposition candidates.
These elections fell short of meeting some key democratic benchmarks.
The observer missions expect to later release their final reports. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
According to the Electoral Commission chairman who announced the results, 63% of registered voters turned out. Russia says it regrets the rejection of its draft resolution at the United Nations that it called for Turkey to end its military action in Syria. The Kremlin made the announcement today, saying Russia continues with its consistent, transparent, and clear policy aimed at securing stability, combating terrorism, and preserving the territorial integrity of Syria and the region. The U.S. and Russia launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria late on Friday, which had been the scheduled time for a pause in the fighting to begin. This is VOA News. Serbia's foreign minister says two Serbian embassy staff members held hostage in Libya since November were killed in Friday's U.S. airstrike on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić made the announcement in a news conference in Belgrade on Saturday. Mr. Dačić said they were taken hostage in November when their diplomatic convoy, including the Serbian ambassador, came under fire near the coastal Libyan city of Sabratha. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced Saturday that a referendum on Britain's continued membership in the European Union will take place on June 23rd. Lisa Bryant is in the UK and has this.
After 2 days of haggling with fellow European Union leaders to reach the deal, British Prime Minister David Cameron says he will campaign to stay in the 28-member bloc.
This deal has delivered on the commitments I made at the beginning of this renegotiation process. Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants. No more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
The agreement for renegotiating Britain's EU membership was struck late Friday. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. troops deployed to Cameroon to help fight the Boko Haram insurgency have donated school benches and educational material to Cameroonian schools. Moki Edwin Kinsica reports from Yaoundé.
Hundreds of teachers and school children have gathered at the government primary school near the 301 Cameroon Military Air Force base in the northern town of Garoua to receive school benches, chalk, exercise books, pens and pencils from U.S. troops assisting Cameroon in its fight against Boko Haram insurgents. Among the curious observers is Nana Mamudu. He says he now believes the American troops are interested in their well-being.
We know they have our interests at heart.
There are concerns that lack of education may fuel radicalism, especially now that Boko Haram is recruiting child suicide bombers. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
By the way, the Nigerian army has established an Office of Human Rights at its headquarters in the capital of Abuja to continue training officers about the need to respect the rights of citizens in their ongoing fight against Boko Haram. Residents of areas attacked by Boko Haram militants often accuse soldiers of human rights violations. This is Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.